Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting
gesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
Hey everybody, it's a real thrill to be here with you. And I thought I'd take this opportunity at this time of the year to share with you some ways that you can really clean up and button up the end of this year. I know in previous sessions I've been talking about that because, you know, it's really the last part of the decade, which keeps, every time I say that, kind of freaks me out. It's like, well, we're about to enter a brand new decade. And what I want you to do is enter that decade clean and free and empowered and abundant minded. And sometimes you got to get rid of all the mess and the scratch and the baggage that is in your life right now. And I know that might not sound incredibly motivating, but I like to take this time of the year and actually do my cleanup of the year and my yearly review right now. So this month, we're going to focus on A, how do you clean up 2019 well? And B, what did you do this year and how well did you do in regards to your high performance habits? Because we're always talking about this some way or another. You know what? Your habits are dictating your future. Your habits are leading to your current abundance, your current sense of life, your ability to have great relationships, how fast you close on new people, how well you lead the team. Everything is coming back to the habits. So today we'll do a review. So let's start though with this intention, this first piece about cleaning up where we are at now. You know, when I think about this idea, I think about a few things. Number one, if you don't already have it on your fridge, you should have on your fridge or on your mirror or right when you walk into the office, like your cleanup list for 2019. It means what is your checklist or to-do list that you're going to finish by 2019. And what I'd love you to think about is, this does not sound motivating, so just stay with me. I'd love for you to sit down and literally write out a sheet of all the unfinished projects and tasks that you have from this year. Everything you have not yet finished or completed that you started, that you've been hoping to, you know, finish well with or to achieve, but that punch list should, like, if you could see my fridge, it's right on there. It literally says by end of 2019. And it's like, there's like 32 items. And every day I'm just reminded, all right, check that off, check that off, check that off, check that off. Because too many people, they bring so much garbage into the next year. And we want to have a cleanup list. You need to have this cleanup list. And here's what I'd encourage you to do at this time of year. Just first sit down, write out that list, be very intentional about it and really spend some time on it. Don't do 50 other things, just spend that time. Then open up your calendar, go back through your entire year and just
ask yourself as you're looking at each month of this entire year so far is saying, what did I miss? What did I not complete? What did I start? What tasks are still outstanding? And I just want you to go straight through your calendar and use your calendar as a cue point, as something to go, oh, right, I started that thing, I didn't get that done, or I had that schedule that never happened. Just go through the whole thing. I know that doesn't sound, you know, like the best use of your time, but I promise it is, because it will give you emotional freedom going into the end of this year. For me personally, that takes me about 35 minutes. That whole process I've talked about, just sitting down, thinking of all of the unfinished things, going back through my calendar. And then I finish the hour by doing something that's really important, which I really don't love, but this is how you turn pro. Open up your inbox and sort that inbox by any of the things that you have flagged. And you know that you probably suck at this. Now, A, if you don't flag things, you should always flag things. Teach yourself to flag some things that are most important. If you do flag things, which over 80% of email users do, so I'm assuming you do, if you do flag things as important follow-up items, sort your inbox based on those flags or those follow-up items and just start going through them. Don't worry about replying to all of them. Instead, what I do is I actually just go through them to be able to write into my cleanup list, what do I still need to do? So this is not a working session, it's a planning session. So what I do, I write down my cleanup list based off just what I know. But honestly, what I know is probably like 10 things. Then I go through my calendar, that reminds me of a few more things. Then I go through my flagged items and it's like, oh, now I know some of you are like, but Brendan, I flag items all the time. I probably flag a million things and I don't follow up with them. All I need you to do is go through your last 90 days of your flagged items in your inbox. Last 90 days of your flagged items in your inbox. Also, I want you to do the same thing for your voice messages. It's just like, you got to like call this a catch-up cleanup session, okay? It's just time to catch up on what are your to-do lists. And it's a cleanup session of going, okay, I'm going to get through these things. I'm going to know what they are. And that, like I said, my original intention when I did my cleanup list, I think I only found, when I sat down with just a piece of paper, I had like 10 things I could think of. I went through my calendar. I added like 8 or 9 more. I went through my flag things. I added like 20 more. And all of a sudden it grew to a list about 50 items. I could only think of 10, but the calendar is a cue, the flagged items in my inbox as a cue, and my voice messages as a cue gave me literally 50 total items. I've already been punching them down. And I want you to know, I did this activity 4 days ago. And I had 50 some items on there. I've already punched it down to 32 items. And I can't tell you how on point that makes me this time of year. I don't know about you, but this time of year, it's super easy to get pulled into distraction. Everyone's trying to plan your holidays. Everyone's trying to plan where you're going to be. You're trying to figure out your final travel. You're trying to onboard some new team. You're trying to, you know, roll out this new product, or you're trying to reach this next level here in the company. And as you're trying to do that, I get it, how easy it is that your days can be ruled by randomness. But remember what we've talked about in all of my sessions. I'm always trying to hit you with this, that if you leave your days to randomness, you will always live in the land of mediocrity. If you leave your greatness or your personal growth to randomness, you'll always just stay in the comfort zone. If you leave your day to just like getting up and not having a specific plan, you'll lose more days. You know, I shared last time, I believe it was, or the time before, about how the average American now spends 30 minutes a day just on Facebook. Just Facebook alone. And I know most of you are watching this on Facebook, and that's great because you're doing something here that's adding value, that's building your business, that's helping you become more successful for your family and abundant. This type of training, this type of touching in with a community, this is what Facebook does best. This is what you should do if you're consuming. But right now, you're not consuming, you're training, right? You're building your business. So this is a great use of time. But browsing, just to see what everybody else is doing, right? That 30 minutes of just straight consumption where you're not doing something that's generative or empowering for you or inspiring or instructive, that you got to be careful of that, because that ends up being 22 work days of the year, right? When you combine all those 30 minute slots throughout the year, it ends up being 22 full-time, full days lost. You cannot go into this next year as distracted as you were this year. You can't do it. You cannot let the distraction that stole from you this year steal from your greatness and your 2020. So that is why I'm so intentional right now about the need for you to build up this cleanup checklist. And I'm telling you, I literally look at it every day. It's on the fridge here, because if I don't, I just know if I go into 2020 with like 20 tasks incomplete, it doesn't give me that joy, that motivation, that drive to make the next year great. Instead, I'm drudging in all this unfinished stuff. And what does that do? You know, the more you unfinish things, the more things in your life, they're unfinished, not done well, incomplete threads. Your mind knows that. And it creates a lot of noise in the background. That noise is always saying, there's all these things, there's all these things, there's all these things. So even when you're supposed to sit down and watch some Netflix and chill with your family, in the back of your brain, there's all these things, there's all these things, there's all these things. And I'm not here to pretend to be perfect or to tell you that you should be perfect and that your inbox should be zero at all times. I don't think that's real. I'm not here to say that every task in the world is complete, because you got the kids, you're building the business, you got the team, you got all this stuff going on. I'm not diminishing or taking away from that. But I am saying, if you don't have a clear checklist by the end of this year, that's going to hurt you in next year. So do the activity. It took me an hour to do. I did mine at the beginning of this month. It took me a full hour to do this activity I'm telling you to do. And it was the best use of my time. All I had to do is not play on Instagram for two sessions of 30 minutes. And here I have the whole punch list for the entire year. And I'm like, oh, great. Because I want to finish this year buttoned up with a bow, feeling strong, feeling like I was on point, so that I have freedom of mind and mental clutter going into this next year. So start with that checklist, those tasks and projects complete. The second big thing I want you to think about, though, is relationships. I bet you have some unsaid or unfinished communication that you need to have in your relationships. You know, this is the time of year to share what you wanted to share with your husband. This is the time of year to share what you need to say to the kids. And you do it now. Otherwise, you know what happens. It comes out at Thanksgiving dinner, right? You're stressed. Everyone's traveled in. You're doing Thanksgiving dinner. You're cooking a million things. You're drinking the wine. And all of a sudden, you get in this huge argument because you should have said it 2 weeks prior, but now it bubbles up because stress has a way of unfiltering people. And when you're stressed, you forget other people. You forget empathy. You forget compassion. When you're stressed, you're focused on survival, you're focused on self, right? Stress increases the concern of self. And now, because of all the stress at the holidays, you speak for yourself, about your needs, and you roll over somebody or you say something you miss, you should not have said during the holidays. I know you've all been there before, or you've seen somebody do it. And that's because they didn't get out of the way first. So this is literally the perfect week, this week, to have those difficult conversations with your leaders, to have those difficult conversations with the kids or the family, with the spouse, with your partner, with your significant other. This is the exact time for you to have the difficult conversations this week. Don't put it off next week. Don't do it during the holidays. Don't do it at Thanksgiving. Please don't do it at Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. You got to do it now. Be proactive. There's some cleanup you have to do with your relationships. This is the time to do it. If you got to fire somebody, fire them this week. Stop putting it off till the end of the year. Oh, we'll just get them through the holidays. It's like, nope. Give them the freedom to be doing something with their family during the holidays versus working for you if they're not the right person. Because Brandon, that's so callous. No, letting people know in advance when they got to go look for other jobs, that's the most kind thing ever. And I know anyone who's ever been let go And the boss said, I wanted to do it earlier, but I couldn't. You're like, dude, that could have given me the time to put my resume out, get myself together, be with my family. What are you doing? So those types of things have to happen in relationships. If you got team to let go, or you got to sit down a team and have a difficult conversation, or you've got those five new people you just enrolled, but you really haven't talked with them a lot, you've got to clean up your follow-up. That means you started that follow-up list or that follow-up idea with somebody, but you have not executed the follow-up yet. I'll tell you what. One thing that made my list was I met four or five amazing people at a conference, and I said, I'm going to follow up with these people all the time. And I text them once or twice. I emailed them once or twice, but I haven't created and locked in that relationship. I reached out to those people and created like a little voice message text to them and really tried to create a relationship. I really tried to lock in that connection. Who do you need to lock in a connection with right now? What are the relationships you need to focus on? If your relationship with your kid right now sucks, repair that this week. If you've been waiting to call that old friend, call them this week. Prioritize your relationships this week. Your relationships, I mean, that's what life is, right? You know, I'm always talking about what I call mortality motivation, which is, hey, at the end of our lives, we're going to evaluate whether or not we live good lives. And being aware that life is short and being aware that any of us could get sick, that some emergency could happen, that life is precious, you and I both know you're going to evaluate your relationships. So this is the time to really prioritize your relationships and do a good job. Some of you have somebody you need to forgive. Some of you have somebody you need to apologize to. Some of you have somebody you need to just put some appreciation and adoration and love on. I'm telling you, if that's not on your to-do lists, then what's that list really about? You know, managing tasks is not what life is just all about. Our relationships are what life is all about.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.